Welcome to the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Every week, Debbie takes your live calls and answers your questions about getting into the house of your dreams, getting financed, finding the best rates, getting through problem situations, anticipating problems, navigating brokers and agents, and arriving at the best result in your home purchase process. Got your question? Get ready to call 844-935-3634. And now, here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for listening. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got Miss Marla Geezer with me.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Gosh, what a rough week it was, huh?
It's been a rough couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah. So it started, you know, last week with the fire.
Yes.
And, you know, of course, that's still going. You know, it's not even completely contained at this point. But, you know, we went this week for our Christmas party, and we had to go to Oxnard, and just the smell driving through down the 126 and into through Santa Paula, and you know,
just,
and we weren't even in Ventura. I mean, it was so terrible.
So terrible. Just from Valencia, because we're right there by the 126. So the whole entire ride, it was just sad seeing how much had burnt and how close it had come to certain structures, and then pulling into the Oxnard area,
right.
And everything.
You can see,
it was
just
it was
even the clouds of smoke were still just hovering.
It was like
and
a wall.
Lingering.
It was like, do not come here.
Yeah.
Stop.
It was very sad. And for all of you that listen that had, you know, were affected by the fires, I mean, even the, you know, we're talking about Ventura, but, you know, even the fire in Sylmar and, you know, the Rye fire out by us. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and now we've got, you know, and then Oceanside had started and now it's down south towards San Diego. And, you know, it's just such a sad thing. And we do want to give everybody that's been affected by those fires just our condolences and say, you know, we're sorry, and you know, make sure you protect yourselves. I mean, that's the most important thing that you can do. And you know, there's been a lot on the news, there's been a lot of, you know, all kinds of talk about, you know, what can you do to protect yourselves. And so this, since this is a mortgage show, you know, that is your home and your, you know, real estate and everything, and it's so important to make sure that piece of your life is protected. You know, that is
correct.
Your asset, that is your home where you live, you know, that is your children's home, and you just want to make sure that you're protecting yourself in every way possible. So, you know, what are some of the things that you can do to protect yourself? And, you know, really, there's been a lot of talk about homeowners insurance and how many of the people that were insured were not insured for enough. And so, you know, I thought that might be a good topic for us to talk about today.
It is. And it's actually a very scary topic to think about as well, that you're not insured for enough. So it's definitely something that I'm just going to throw this out there. Maybe call your insurance agent today and just make sure that what your coverages are.
Right.
But yes, as you were saying, that, you know, this is a mortgage lending show. So yes, how does that tie to your mortgage and the coverages that are required for that? And
yep. So number one, even if you don't have a mortgage on your home, you are not required to have you're not required to have homeowners insurance if you don't have a mortgage. If you have a mortgage, the mortgage company is going to make sure that you have all of the insurances that you need by standards, right? When I say that, it's base standards. They're saying this is the minimum amount of coverage that we will allow for you to have this mortgage loan. I can't tell you how many people, and Marla, you can agree, that we have done loans for that own homes free and clear that have no insurance.
Oh, it's staggering.
Staggering.
You know, and you ask them, where's your insurance? I don't have any. I paid off my house until I canceled my insurance.
Right. Why?
Why?
So, you know, I mean, if you own a home and it's free and clear and your home burns to the ground, what are you going to do?
Right.
You have nothing. You've got a lot. You've got land. You've got destruction sitting all over this land. Now it's your money that you have to spend to clean up that land, haul out everything that burnt. And then you've got a blanket, just land with no home and nobody to put it back up or rebuild it. So that's the number one thing that I have seen so many times when we take loan applications are, you know, people that have a second home or, you know, an investment property, even their primary residence, and they owe nothing on the home and they've canceled that insurance. So number one, do not have no insurance.
Right. That is our recommendation. That is our winner circle. That is our Bosch. That is,
that
everything,
is everything today
wrapped
right?
into one.
Right.
If you just, anybody needs to have insurance. And that includes renters.
Right.
If you rent a home and your place just went down, yes, the owner of the home is going to bail that. But what about all your personal property?
Right.
As well. So
absolutely. So, you know, and then we get into the mortgage side. So,
yes.
And let's talk about that mortgage and insurance and how does that work and how should you be insured and what level should you be insured to and all of that. But before we do, we forgot something very important.
Did we?
We did.
Okay, go.
Compliance.
Sorry, Susan.
I know. So sorry. Okay. So this is Debbie and Marla, right? We are Mortgage Mom Radio. And this is a live call, as you know, call us live questions, answers show. And we haven't even like thrown out a telephone number, how to get a hold of us, how to send us messages. We've been kind of bad so far this morning.
That's a fail on our part.
It's a pretty big fail.
We will work better on that, people. We're really sorry.
So we have a new system. I keep learning about all these new things and implementing new ones, and eventually I'm not going to know which one we're looking at first. But you can actually text us your questions now. So you can text the word mom. So we didn't change that part.
Yes.
That part stayed the same.
We kept it simple, kept it easy. Didn't change the spelling of mom either.
Right. So mom, exactly. So you could type the word mom, text the word mom to 31996. That's 31996. And by texting us, you can actually ask us your question. So text the word mom. You will get a reply from us and it'll say, how can we help you? And then you can go ahead and you can send us your messages through text and we'll go ahead and we'll read those and we'll answer those for you. You can call us as usual, always 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-YOU. And that is the number 4. And then compliance. Let's get that done and out of the way. Debbie and Marla are both real working loan officers.
We are real working loan officers, and we've been knee deep in our NMLS
renewals for every state
for the last month.
For every state we have a license in, which is it takes a long time. So my NMLS ID number, and by my, I'm Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Lynn Marcoux, however you want to find me. My NMLS ID number is 237926.
That's great.
Do you want me to finish or are you going to do the rest?
I say go for it. Run with it.
All right. And I am licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California
Residential
Mortgage Lending Act.
Good job. Susan, you'd be so proud right now. She gets a crown.
I do.
Send her a crown.
Yeah.
And I am Marla Geezer, or as Deb likes to say, Marla Renee Geezer. And my NMLS is 669357. And I'm not even going to say it again because...
You don't, because I did it.
You did it and...
Yeah. Love it. Okay, so that's over. So you want to call us 844-935-3634. You want to text us, text the word mom to 31996, and we'll get some of those questions answered for you. So let's get back though to, you know, the fire insurance, everything. And we'll even maybe touch a little bit on earthquake insurance because it's California and...
It's bound to happen.
It is bound to happen. We're probably due, and I should really knock. Like, seriously, at this point.
And she knocked.
I did.
Very loudly, right in my ear.
We don't need an earthquake, that is for sure. Okay, so mortgage insurance. And it's not mortgage insurance. It's homeowners/hazard fire insurance. It's all kind of a one lump thing. It is not mortgage insurance. Mortgage insurance is totally 100% separate. We've talked about it a million times on the show. That is when you don't have at least 20% down payment and you're actually insuring the lender against default because you didn't put a large enough down payment down. So your loan is a little bit more risky. We're talking about the actual insurance that if your home burns to the ground, if your home floods, you know, if a pipe breaks and destroys a good portion of your home, which can happen, it's happened to me, you need to have that coverage. You need to have that insurance plan. So, you know, what happens very often, more often than not, is that when you are getting your mortgage, the most important thing to you is what your monthly payment is. And as you are searching for insurance policies, you are looking for the least expensive policy that you can find to help with your total monthly payment.
Right.
So what that does sometimes is it's by going with a larger deductible. Sometimes it is taking less on the coverage. And again, we talked earlier about the lender, if you have a mortgage loan, is going to require that you have a certain amount of coverage, but that is the minimum amount of coverage that they own or that they will allow.
Right.
Right, Marla?
Right.
So, you know, let's just say, for example, you own a house and a very standard price these days is $500,000.
Okay.
In LA County in California.
Okay. I'm running with that.
Okay. And you buy it for $500,000 and you get homeowner's insurance, and the homeowner's or the insurance company tells you, well, it's going to cost $220,000 to rebuild it.
Okay.
Okay. So we know that the rebuild cost is by far going to be less than what the property, what you're buying the home for today, because a lot of that is going to go into your property's value as well, the land value.
Right.
But do you think that today a $500,000 home probably on average has about 1,500 to 1,800 square feet, wouldn't you say? Average.
Yeah. I mean, just depending on where in LA County, but yes.
Sure. Okay. So let's just say you want to rebuild that from scratch. Can you do that with $220,000? And that is what you need to determine when you are talking with your insurance agent about what is it going to cost to rebuild and how much insurance coverage should I have. They are giving you what they feel they're putting it in a system, and they're determining by their guidelines what they think it would be to rebuild that house.
Right.
Well, I don't know about you, but my 1983 house that I live in today, if it burns to the ground, is not coming back to 1983 standards.
No.
I want the monogram kitchen or the Viking appliances, and I'm going to want tile or wood throughout the whole home, and I might make a couple upgrades. I might want my bathroom to have some, granite countertops, not the old plastic, ugly white stuff that we have today. Mm-hmm. So is it going to cost me more to rebuild my house than it would to actually get it back to what it was in the 80s? Absolutely. I mean, I want the thermostat that I can talk to and I can say, turn my air conditioner down, turn it up, I'm cold, I want my microwave to talk to somebody else and my crock pot to know what time to turn on to start cooking. And I want my refrigerator to keep up with the list of what I need from groceries by taking pictures of the inside. I mean, and this is crazy stuff, but this is where we are today versus like a basic build.
Right.
So, the insurance coverages are very important, and we really would suggest that you reach out to your insurance agents, talk to them about if something happened, do you have enough coverage to truly rebuild it completely and rebuild it to where you'd want to go?
Right.
Maybe you want a tile roof and today you don't have a tile roof. You have a composite roof. Well, that composite roof is going to be a lot cheaper than that tile roof. But if your house burns down, you're probably wanting to try to rebuild it in a way that might possibly be a little safer the next time, which would be with the tile roof. So,
correct.
Is there anything else? I mean, I feel like I've been talking and you're staring at me, and I know you've got some really great ideas going on up in there.
No, I mean, you're really saying everything. And then all I was going to add is that it's very important to, when you are purchasing a house, to talk to your agent, your insurance agent, about all the things that are going to be in your house, the coverages that you feel are going to be pertaining to your particular lifestyle. Like Debbie just said, if they're going to be buying a refrigerator that talks to you and makes a grocery list, that's going to be a little bit different coverages than somebody who just has the one that you open by itself.
Yeah.
But
I mean, and it's just to give a general idea. I want to hit home with people that, things today are going to be more expensive than what your basic house is today.
Correct. And that's what I was getting to, is that it is your job to tell your agent so that they're making sure that they're giving them the correct coverage for you, plus also meeting what the lender is going to require. So, I mean, again, like you said, the $500,000 house, and they come back and say 220, that's them that is saying that they're going to guarantee that. Most of them are saying that it's going to be anywhere from 100 to 125% replacement costs. That means that insurance company is giving you $220,000 to replace that house. So if $220,000 isn't going to replace all your stuff inside or any, rebuilding the house, you might have the super duper fancy garage.
Right. And, maybe you're a tool guy and you do have that fantastic garage with thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of tools. Maybe you're a jewelry girl and you love your diamonds and you've got some, diamond earrings, diamond necklaces, your wedding ring.
You need all of that protected. And
all of it. What if you're a painting person and you've got some gorgeous paintings that were very, very expensive? So, again, when you're talking with your insurance agent, a lot of the policies will have a basic coverage for personal items, but it's not necessarily what it's going to cost to get you back everything, repurchase everything you lost.
Get you back to your regular day.
Right.
It's you don't expect that's going to immediately happen, but you have to prepare for that. So if your insurance agent comes back and gives you this fantastic, you know, annual premium and this low monthly payment, that might sound all, you know, fine and dandy for right now, but you have to look at the big picture of it. And if these fires have told us anything, we have to be starting to look at the big picture of everything and not just looking at what that monthly payment says for right now.
Right. No, absolutely. So, you know, again, just make sure that your personal coverage is enough, you know, not just the rebuild of the structure, but, you know, to replace everything on the inside. I mean, even in a flood, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, I actually had experienced that about 10 years ago. I owned a house and we actually redid our kitchen. And then one of the plumbers of the many that came in did not reconnect a water line from underneath of the sink that ran all the way through the wall and around to go get to our refrigerator. And so we turned everything back on. Brand new kitchen, walked out the door. We were gone all day long, 8 hours at work, came back, and the water that was on, that was not connected to the refrigerator, that simple, that little tube that goes from the water line to the refrigerator was not on the refrigerator. And so the water leaked for 8 hours all over everywhere, and it buckled, you know, all of the wood floors that were brand new, and we had water 3/4 of the way up all of the drywall. We had to literally open drywall, bring in fans, and I mean, we had about, you know, $20,000-$30,000 worth of damage. And so in that situation, the hazard insurance, so it's not just for a fire, it's for all kinds of disaster, was able to come in and minus our deductible, they were able to, you know, redo everything.
Right.
But we were very, very lucky that we had just put in floors, we had just put in the kitchen, and we had all of the receipts and we could show everything that got destroyed. You know, that's another thing that is so, so important with all of this is, you know, things that you have, I mean, document them, call your insurance company, get them insured, and then make sure that you've got pictures of things that are very important to you, expensive items. You know, I mean, you don't need to take pictures of your clothes, but if you've got a very expensive painting, or if you have jewelry, make sure that you have an actual what's that called? You know,
a certification.
Appraisal.
Yes.
Make sure you have an appraisal. I was like losing it. Wait a minute. Yeah. but make sure you have an appraisal on that. I mean, even people, you know, there's gun lovers out there. I mean, there's so many things that everybody has that they liked. You know, just make sure that you're covering self. We are going to go to a quick break, but we haven't mentioned it for a little bit. But I know that this is kind of a hot topic. That's funny. Hot topic fires. You know. Anyway. Yeah.
Play on words. Pun intended.
Yeah. Actually, I think I'm funny, but I'm probably not. But give us a call. It's 31996. Text the word MOM, 31996. And you can ask us questions through text message, or you can give us a call, 844-935-3634. Or, hey, go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you can send us a message through the website. You can apply online. You can listen to previous shows. You can actually subscribe for those shows so that they show up for you on iTunes and Google Play. And I think we're on a couple other servers as well. So, you know, check us out, mortgagemomradio.com. Give us a call or text the word MOM to 31996, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more of The Mortgage Mom. It's The Mortgage Mom with Debbie Marcoux, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right, well, welcome back, and thank you so much for listening. This is Mortgage Mom Radio, and we really do hope that you enjoy the show. We try to bring up topics. You know, it's mortgage advice, it's real estate, it's everything included. It's not just, you know, APRs and interest rates and, you know, call now. This really, truly is educational, and it's something that, you know, me and Marla have really enjoyed doing. We've been on the air now for about a year and a half, and, you know, we really love it. You know, if we're educating people to get to that next step, and we're bringing them somewhere closer in life, that is more important to me than, you know, just another phone call for another loan. You know, that's not what we're here for. You know, we definitely want to help, and we want to educate. So, you know, along with that education, I mean, we just did a little bit about insurance and how that is very important, and make sure, again, if you haven't already, call your insurance agent and talk to them about the coverages that you have. And by all means, please, if you do not have insurance on a home that is paid off in full, please call an insurance agent, whoever does your car insurance, and at least get the the house insured for something.
Something.
You know, something. But, you know, on top of that, though, there was huge news this week, and it was all about the Federal Reserve. And we've talked about that a couple of weeks in a row, that we were anticipating that they were going to increase the interest rate. And as a matter of fact, about a month ago, Marla said, well, I'm pretty sure that they guaranteed they were going to. And I said, well, I don't think we're allowed to say guaranteed. But hey, Marla, guess what happened?
They guaranteed that they were going to do it, and they did it. They increased it. Yes, was on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Uh-huh. They had their meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 12th and the 13th, and they did. They increased it by 0.25%.
Yeah, not only that, but did they also made the announcement that they are anticipating 3 more hikes in 2018. So, you know, we've literally gone...
I think it was at least.
It was at least.
At
so,
least 3.
Right. So let's think about this for a second. Let's bring it back for a minute. And we'll talk about the prime rate. We'll talk about how that affects interest rates and, you know, who's affected and everything. We've talked about it before, but there's lots of times we get new people that listen every week. So,
absolutely.
You know, so let's go through this for a second. So the very lowest that the prime rate has ever been was what number? 3.25?
Yes.
Okay. So we are now, we started with our first Fed hikes in 2016, I think, didn't we? 15, 16?
16,
right?
Yes.
Beginning of 16. Okay, so we've had 16.
Actually, it was December of 2016, December 15th.
Of 2016.
2016.
Or 15.
16.
Okay. Yes. So December of 2016 to now December of 2017.
Mm-hmm. We've had almost 2 years a year to the date. Yeah.
Right. We've had a year. We've had a year of federal hikes, rate increases. What has happened? You've gone from a prime rate that started at 3.25 to a prime rate that is today 4.5%.
That's crazy.
Right. So if you have a home equity line of credit, if you have credit cards, if you have anything whatsoever that is attached or tied to the prime rate, you have seen increases in your monthly payments, in your minimums. That same $10,000 credit card balance that you're carrying every day has a higher minimum monthly payment today than it did a year ago. And it's probably a pretty significant difference.
Very significant difference.
Home equity lines of credit. You see, again, and those are large balances, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000, $200,000, $500,000. I mean, we are in LA. You know, there are some homes that have got some very serious value in them, and those people have very serious lines of credit. And the difference in, you know, 1.25 in the rate is giant as far as the interest that you will pay over time and the monthly minimum payment that you will make, you know, whether or not you can afford your home. You know, let's face it, when you qualified to get that line of credit, you qualified at a lower payment, and now you have a higher payment and you're stretching yourself. You know, your cash flow is not the same as it was before. So those are the people that are being affected by the prime rate. Now, what drives me insane is when I see people that don't understand interest rates and they don't understand prime rates, and they get on and they make an announcement on Facebook, which everybody believes, everybody's announcement that comes out, even though
it's on Facebook. So it has to be true.
It has to be real, right?
Yes.
Mortgage rates.
When you're on the radio, it is absolutely true. I'm just going to throw that out there and confirm for everybody. Radio is the absolute truth. Facebook is not.
Okay, well, radio is not the absolute truth, and there can definitely be some people that get on radio that do not say the truth. You know, now what
Debbie and Marla are right.
We are bringing to you what we believe is truth, and that's what happens to a lot of people, is that they believe what they are telling you. I mean, they truly do. Now, is it real? Is it true what they said? Okay. It depends. But what drives me insane is when you get somebody that does not know a thing about interest rates, and they make a huge announcement. Interest rates were just increased, so sell your home now and buy another.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And especially if you are influential in your community.
Sure.
And you are making these kind of announcements.
Sure. People are going to believe it.
It's actually quite powerful what kind of damage you could do to a lot of people. It doesn't affect. I mean, you tell me, Deb, does the federal rate being increased 0.25%, does that directly impact
first mortgage rates?
First mortgage rates.
Kinda.
Well, no.
Kinda. It's not a direct impact.
That was my question.
Exactly. It is not a direct impact.
It's an indirect trickle-down effect. So yes, when something happens in one piece of the market, every other piece of the market is going to be affected, especially if it is in that same line, if it is having to do with some sort of mortgages. So yes, mortgage rates were impacted, but did they go up?
Mm-hmm. No, they actually got better.
They actually got better yesterday.
So you know, at the end of the day, the prime rate directly affects those kinds of loans and lines of credit that actually say in the terms of the agreement that you sign that you are tied to the prime rate. So home equity line of credit, absolutely, unless you are tied to a different kind of index, is typically the prime rate. Credit cards, always the prime rate. Mortgage rates, no.
No.
Mortgage rates are, first mortgage rates are actually tied to mortgage-backed securities. So it is a totally different market. Now, when something happens in the market, just like in the stock market, an announcement is made and stocks drop. An announcement is made and stocks go up. And that is a correlation of what is going on in the market that changes the value of certain things. So if the Federal Reserve says, hey, we're going to increase the rate, there is going to be investors that are going to pull out of the mortgage-backed securities market or go into the mortgage-backed securities market, depending on how they feel that it's going to benefit them, which is going to then change the rates on the first mortgages. So in my opinion, what happens is that the prime rate goes up. I'm an investor. I have money in the stock market and I've got money in mortgage-backed securities, right? And I know that the prime rate goes up and I know that lots of people have credit card debt and home equity lines of credit.
Everybody.
And I'm in my mind, I'm thinking mortgage-backed securities is going to get stronger because there's going to be an influx of people that are going to refinance to tie up their money into a fixed rate mortgage loan. So I'm going to pull my money out of the stock market. I'm going to put my money into the mortgage-backed securities market because I feel that's where my money's going to perform the best. Well, as mortgage-backed securities are being sold, people are buying them, rates get better. People pull out of the mortgage-backed securities market, they start selling off their mortgage backs, rates get higher. So the Federal Reserve prime rate has absolutely no direct correlation to what interest rates on a first mortgage do. But it has an absolute straight direct impact to what goes on with your credit cards and your home equity lines of credit.
Right. And then it all trickles down into a pretty little river after that.
Absolutely. So if you see any kind of a post whatsoever of they just increased interest rates on mortgages, sell your home and buy another one today, just ignore it. Call somebody who knows what they're talking about with mortgage interest rates and ask them questions and learn.
No, don't call somebody else.
Call somebody who knows. There you go.
Call us. Because again, we are giving you the information because we truly do care about everybody having the most accurate and the best information possible out there because we really do want to be everybody's advocate. We don't want to just blow smoke out there.
No.
We really want to help people.
Right.
And
right.
I think I just did that.
You did.
Somebody's listening right now and they're like, oh.
Yeah. You did. So text us your questions. Give us a call, 844-935-3634. You can text the word MOM to 31996, and you will get an answer back from us, and then you can send us your message. So text the word MOM to 31996. Hey, by the way, you can do this all week long, too. So even if you have a question today and you just don't have time to go do the back and forth, you know, send us your messages all week long. You can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, listen to past shows. Send us a message through the website. Not a big deal. Check us out on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you there. You know, watch our page, see our posts. It's pretty fun. We went karaokeing last weekend and there's pictures of me on there with a microphone, which are pretty funny. So watch that. But here is a perfect example. I just found this one. If you go to Facebook, you can find anything. Mortgage rates went up today and it's predicted that they will continue to rise. If you live in a home with equity and you are looking to downsize or buy a bigger one, now is the time. Buy a home now while rates are still low. So I think...
So the only thing that I can actually
agree with
is
sure.
The last sentence.
Sure.
Because, yes, rates are still very low.
Yes. Rates are still very low and they are anticipated to go up over time. They have already been doing that. But look at the slow progression that they've made. So, you know, it's taken us, I think that the lowest interest rate that I ever put on a piece of paper for somebody, 30-year fixed, was in 2011. And it was probably at like 3.25% on a 30-year fixed. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And today, a 30-year fixed for that same exact transaction, and everybody's transaction is different, so that this is just for that deal to the next one, would be right around probably 4.25%. So we've gone up about 1 point in interest rate on first mortgage loans since 2011.
Right.
I mean, they bob. There's been days we're at 4.5, days we're at 4, you know, like, and that's why I'm giving an average of 4.25, you know, but, you know, they're, I agree with that too. They are over time going up. We know that they're moving. We know the general direction that they're going in.
Right.
But are they going to change tomorrow? Should you hurry up and throw a sign in your front yard and sell your house? That's a scare tactic. That message that went out onto Facebook is very infuriating to me. I'm very irritated by it.
Well, you're hiding it really well, Deb. And what I would like to couple onto that one is that, like I said before, it is a very powerful statement. If you have any
sort influence,
influence in
your community,
mm-hmm. with your friends, family, anybody, and you put out a powerful message like that, you better be able to back it up.
Right.
And what I can say is that Debbie and I and anybody on our team, we will not give you any information unless we can back it up for you.
Right.
Whether that is your approval, whether that is why we need to wait 6 months for you to build a savings, we will always tell you something because we can back it up and explain to you why it needs to be this way.
Right, right. So, I mean, I guess that the moral of the story is, though, that the Federal Reserve did change the prime rate.
They did. And
it really did go up. And they really did say that there's going to be a minimum of 3 more next year in 2018. So, you know, not that you need to rush and sell your house and buy a new one. But if you have equity lines of credit or you have credit card debt or anything else, what is something else that could be tied to at the prime rate?
I believe, well, like anything that is not personal.
Right.
I mean, anything that is personal. So credit cards as
mm-hmm,
well.
Mm-hmm. What about student loans, adjustable student loans? I think sometimes they are.
I before I throw that out there on the
like
waves,
I said, I think sometimes they are. So
I'm
it's something to look
positive.
Into. Yeah. It's something to look into. If you have anything whatsoever that is on any kind of an adjustable rate, you need to know what it's tied to because your payment's probably going to go up,
right.
Which would then bring you to Debbie and Marla to talk about, is it time to refinance? And do I need to get these things paid off? Should we consolidate that first and second together into one? Should I go ahead and get rid of all of this credit card debt that I'm carrying because I just spent $1 million on, you know, the holidays?
Right. My answer would be yes, yes, and yes.
Yes. All right. So give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. I know I said that really fast. 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the number 4. You can text us your questions. Text the word MOM to 31996. That's MOM, 31996. What do we got? Like 2 minutes? Okay. So go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. Listen to past shows. We're going to start answering questions in the next segment after the commercial.
Throwing your finger into
people can't see it.
Kind of
like a wave, like a curved wave, like I'm surfing the waves. But when we get back from the next break, we're going to start reading those questions and we're going to start answering them. So, you know, make sure that you are texting us your questions and we are going to get those. We're going to answer those questions for you, but we're going to do them on air as well. So it's 31996. You're texting the word MOM to 31996. MortgageMomRadio.com. Check us out. Apply for your loan. Send us a message. Subscribe to our podcasts. I know you can do a lot of stuff on there.
Follow us on any kind of any handle out there.
Yeah, Facebook, YouTube, whatever. You can find us on Instagram.
Yes.
Anyway, so we will be right back and we'll talk to you soon.
Don't go away. More is on the way from the Mortgage Mom. Welcome back to the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux. Got your home buying questions ready? Get ready to call 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right, welcome back, and thank you so much for listening. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got Marla Geiser with me.
Well, hello.
Hello. All right, so this is the last segment of our show. We're off at 8 o'clock, so we've got a lot of information to get out there. We got a really great question while we were on break, so I'm going to go ahead and read that one, and then we're going to answer it. Are you ready?
Perfect. Let's go.
All right, well, wait a minute. So for anybody out there listening, if you want to call us, 844-935-3634. That's the same number you reach us at all week. So we know it's Saturday morning. It's early. You're probably running, especially right before the holidays. You're probably getting things done. So just save the number, call us, save it in your phone, and then call us when you're ready. You can download the Mortgage Mom Radio phone app. And when you text the word mom to 31996, we will send you the phone app and you can ask us questions just back and forth through text. So if you want the phone app, you're going to text the same word mom to 31996 and you can accomplish everything all in one. Send us your messages, get the phone app and do all that good stuff. So
perfect.
Perfect. MortgageMomRadio.com. You want to listen to past shows? Go ahead and go on there. Subscribe to our podcasts. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. And I believe TuneIn Radio. And I don't even know. We're on a ton of them. So, but check us out there, however it is that you like to listen to your podcasts. And then let's do this. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Hold on. Here it goes. Hello, Deborah, which everybody out there.
Is that
hello.
How it's typed?
It is. Hello. I like to put a little spin on it. And hey, for everybody out there listening, you can call me Deborah or you can call me Debbie. I'm good either way. Deborah usually means that I'm in some sort of trouble because I remember growing up as a kid, I only got Deborah Lynn when I was in trouble. So if you do want to call me Debbie, please do so. Not a big deal. All right, here we go. Ready?
I've been ready.
All right. Hello. Just kidding.
So obviously the caller is from England.
There you go. I would like to know if it is all possible, if it is at all possible for myself to buy a home. I currently rent $2,000 a month. I make about $65,000 a year with another $20,000 from my wife. We don't have much of savings, but my mom would be willing to help out with $100,000. I figured out that this I would need about $200,000 to $250,000 down to be able to afford a house in the area I was looking in, which is your Belinda Placentia. I would like my monthly payment to be about $1,500 a month so that my wife could possibly stop working and make it more affordable if I were to lose my job. I know I'm asking for a low down payment, high sales price. Do you have a 50-year mortgage? So okay.
Is that really the last question?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Is there some other way to get loans to make it happen? 50-year mortgage? Question mark?
Question.
It's a good question.
It's a valid question.
It is a valid question because, oh my God, you're never going to pay your loan off anyway. So why not make it more affordable? No, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. You can pay your loan off. So number one easiest question to answer is, are there 50-year mortgages available, Marla?
No.
No, it's just not something that's out there. They did experiment for a short period of time with 40-year mortgages.
They did.
And but they got rid of them.
They didn't really get off the ground too well. And
no. It didn't seem like it went over well, even with the general public. And they're not going to continue to offer something that they can't get enough of them put together and get that pool together to get that pool sold.
I think what it was is that it was a specific little bubble of a loan transaction.
Right.
It wasn't your typical fixed rate mortgage. It wasn't like you got a 40-year fixed rate mortgage.
No, they had those for a little minute.
Not at the large institution that I was employed at.
At your large institution, they did not have it, but at my large institution, they did. But it was not something. The interest rate was higher than it was on the 30-year fix, which didn't make it favorable. By the time that you did the higher interest rate at the 40 years versus the lower rate at the 30, the payment was almost the same. So why in the world would you do a 40-year when right. you could be paid off in 30? So the answer to that question was no. Next question is, you know, they can get a $100,000 gift from their mom. Fantastic. Gifts are amazing.
Yep.
And if you can do that, that is wonderful. They want a $1,500 a month payment for a house that they want to buy for about $650,000. So think of it this way, and I want everybody out there listening to kind of work through this with us. If you download the Mortgage Mom Radio app, I'm just going to throw this out there for a minute. Text the word mom 31996. In the app, there are calculators that you can run payments. Just the taxes and insurance alone on a $650,000 house are going to be somewhere in the range of about
$900
a month. So if you can only have a $1,500 payment, you need your mortgage to be small enough that after the taxes and insurance, you can add your principal and interest, which you're never going to do. Even if you buy it at 650 and put 100 down, now you've got a loan amount for 550,000. So download the phone app and run those payments, and it's going to give you the breakdown. This is your principal, this is your interest, this is your taxes, this is your insurance. And for everybody that's out there listening, you can start to play with that to figure out what sales price can you be in,
right,
or what, how much do you need in down payment? Because it doesn't, you know, if you buy a home for 650 and you put $500,000 down, your payment for $150,000 is going to be different monthly than somebody who buys a $150,000 house and put zero down, because your property taxes are based on the 650, not the 150. So you need to understand what goes into a mortgage. Marla, what goes into a mortgage? Your principal, your interest.
I didn't know where you were going.
That's
with
okay.
That.
It's okay.
Totally like came out.
No. But you've got your principal.
But yes, your principal and your interest, your property taxes, and your homeowner's insurance. And depending on how much you put down, you could have mortgage insurance.
Right. There could be HOA dues on that property. Your property taxes could be inflated if you're in a newer build or a newer area that's going to have mellow roofs.
Right.
You might have a land lease. You know, some people do have a land lease. I mean, there's condominiums in Newport Beach that are still on leased land. So, you know, it just depends on what you're buying, but you need to understand what goes into that mortgage payment to be able to determine what is going to be comfortable. And
right,
that is something that Marla and I are more than happy to do with you. You, anybody out there listening can call us and we will take you through what the payment would be, what can you afford, what's the best way to get you there. And we're going to do that with you. We're happy to do it. But if you want a tool that you can start to explore on your own and you don't want to make that phone call yet, you want to be able to kind of just get a grasp of where you might be able to land and what's a comfortable place for you to be in, download the app. I can't say that enough. It was a perfect question to say, you know, we've got an affordability calculator on there. So, you know, he makes 65 and the wife makes 20. So you've got to put in what the income is that you earn, and then you've got to put in what your debts are monthly.
Right.
And then, you know, it's going to kind of give you an idea of what you might be able to afford. Now, of course, if you call me and Marla and you talk to us about it, there's going to be things that maybe we could do to move the numbers that you're going to see on that affordability calculator. This is just a general rule of thumb, something for you to be able to kind of sort of get your foot in the door and kind of get things started. But of course, we could maybe pay off a little debt to qualify for a little bit more. Maybe there's another program that's going to allow you to go to a higher debt to income ratio than what, you know, the calculator that we have on the app is, you know, where it's capping that at for, you know, conservative reasons.
Right.
You know, we don't want to ever tell you you're going to qualify for something that you can't. So they're going to go with the most conservative of all loan programs available. So there are ways to get you qualified for more than what you just see from a phone app. But it gives you a way to get things started. And you can watch videos that we've made about VA and FHA and what is it and USDA. You can do so much from the phone app. It's not even funny. And I think that that's a great one for, you know, Gil. Gil was the one that sent us the message. But it's a good one for Gil to have. He should really download that. Gil, if you're listening, download it. Download the phone app and run those scenarios. Run your affordability. See what the monthly payments would be. See how your property taxes and your insurance is going to break down into that payment. Throw in the $100,000 that you're going to get from mom as a gift. And then figure out what that, you know, now where are you at? Really, what is that monthly payment that you'll qualify for. So
right.
Everybody out there listening, if you want that phone app, like we've mentioned before, you can text us questions. You can also text us to get the phone app, and it's all the same number, same text code. So you're going to text the word MOM to 31996. That's MOM. How do you spell it?
MOM.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to write it down and then I'm going to flip it over.
Text the word MOM to 31996 and it is going to send you a, you know, hello, how can we help you? What's your question? Text message. And it also sends you the phone app at the same time so that you can download it right to your phone.
Right.
So text the word MOM 31996. Let us help you and let us get those messages done for you, or let us get those questions answered for you at the same time. So I think it's time for Winner's Circle.
Yay.
Yeah?
The Mortgage Mom's Winner's Circle. This week's new real estate achievers.
All right. So for everybody out there listening, we do this every week, and we used to do it at the beginning of the show, but we know that there are more people that listen to us at the end of the show just because of sheerly the time of day that we're on. It's Saturday morning.
Right.
So, you know, what we do is we talk about those people that have closed loans with us that we feel in our eyes are our winner circle. And everybody that has reached out to us and has started, you know, the loan is absolutely a winner circle. Every person that goes to one of our home buyer workshops or our renovation events or any of those things that we do, you know, you are one of our winner circle. I mean, absolutely hands down, because you are taking the steps in the right direction to get yourself to a place that you aren't, where you're not today. So, but we like to say thank you to those that have called us and we've finished and we've, you know, got them pretty much
the process and
exactly
made the steps.
Exactly. So, but, I do want to mention that this is the last week that we are on air until after, New Year's.
Yeah, I think that's what, the 8th?
Yeah, we're not on again. So we're not on next weekend, which is going to be the Christmas holiday. And then we're not on again the weekend after that, which is going to be the New Year's holiday. And then we'll be on again the weekend of, I think, yeah, it's like the 8th or 9th or whatever. Yeah. We have to look at a calendar. I'm not sure. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a couple of people that we have in process right now that are almost there at the end, that they are going to close before we are back on air again for our next winner circle. And so that way we can say thank you to everybody and not miss out since, you know, we're off air for 2 weeks. So yeah. Number one, drum roll, please. I know I'm really bad at drum rolls.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm not really sure what that was.
Okay, so number one would be
Mr. Morris.
That's right, Mr. Morris. So, gosh, he is, he's just a dedicated listener.
He is. He's a dedicated fan, a listener. And
he is, and I love it. I love everybody out there for that. Seriously, if it weren't for you guys, we would not be on air. So, really, thank you so much. Mr. Morris actually called me a couple of times, and we talked, and, you know, months went by, and he was working on things that we had discussed on how to fix things. I mean, he's definitely the perfect candidate for somebody that was told no numerous times. And he came to us and we worked through the process. And it was like, you know, this is a problem. I've got this lien against property. Okay, you got to fix that. So then call me back. This is property. We got to fix that. Okay, got to fix that. Got it. I mean, it was, and you name it, it came up from appraisal issues with a converted garage to, you know, you name it, ex-wives and quick claim deeds.
And income and every step of the transaction came, something kind of smacked us in the face.
Yes, but it wasn't even really smacking us in the face. He was 100% the perfect listener, the perfect winner circle. He was the perfect person that we have said over and over and over again, if somebody has told you no, do not take no for an answer. Make one more phone call to us. And it might not be today that we say yes, but we're going to get you that plan and we are going to get you there and we are going to close that loan. And we are closing that loan. I mean, he's already fully approved. He's cleared to close. Loan documents are out. And I think right now, as of today, he just has to do a signing, which is...
Actually, he signed a couple days ago.
Oh,
he's actually
okay,
going to be funding on Monday or Tuesday. So
Okay. So I'm
so
off.
He's in his rescission period.
Yeah. So I'm actually totally off then. So Mr. Morris, thank you so much for, you know, believing in us, allowing us to help you through, you know, the transaction, getting this done for you. I know that it's something that you've been working on very, very hard. And if it wasn't for all of the things, time and energy and everything that you have done to get yourself to the place where you are today, you would not have been able to close this refinance. And it's really, you know, on you that you are where you are. And you are definitely one of our winner circles. And I would say my favorite one of the day.
Yay.
I'm going to say that. So, all right. Who do we got?
We have Miss Sullivan.
Miss Sullivan. I love that. So Miss Sullivan was actually referred to us by her CPA, and her CPA happens to be a listener of the show. Miss Denise Taylor, thank you so much. You are a fantastic person and you have really helped us, you know, with many referrals.
Yes.
But Denise listened to the show and she heard us one time and she gave me a call and we had a conversation and she was just like, gosh, you are a straight shooter. I love it. And since that time, Marla, you have, you know, when I'm out, you take over, and when I'm out, she just absolutely loves working with our team, and she referred Miss Sullivan to us. Miss Sullivan is somebody that she does prepare the tax returns for, and she had recently, you know, inherited a home and sold it and did not want to end up with the capital gains on it, so she needed to do a 1031 exchange. And you know, so we helped her. So she got one purchase done and she just opened up escrow again on the next one to try. You know, what she did is she took all of the money out of one house and she's buying multiple houses with the equity from that one house, which, you know, really she's building her real estate investment and her portfolio. And that's just a fantastic thing to do. And we love that we were able to be part of that and experience that with her and help her through that. So, Ms. Sullivan, thank you.
Yes. And not to mention that she is a fantastic lady, very sweet and very caring,
so sweet.
And
yeah.
Always fun to talk to on the phone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So we have one more?
We actually have a few more that I think if we're going to go through all the end of the year.
We are, because we're not going to be on air.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. How much time do we have? We have 4 minutes.
Okay.
We have four people that we can talk about.
All right,
so
let's do it.
Throw out another one. We have, I don't even
know. Are you spacing?
No, I'm just trying to pick one that I know that is going to be for sure closing. So I guess we can go with the Wangers.
Yes.
They actually came from the show
as well.
They did.
Absolutely they did. And they will be closing very shortly.
They will be closing. Yes, I think actually our close of escrow is Christmas. So we have actually, it will actually probably be on the 22nd.
Yes. Okay. So Wangers, thank you so much. You guys are amazing. They did it the right way too. They called us, they talked with us, we got them fully pre-approved. Then they went out and they actually looked for homes, which gave them a little bit more negotiating power,
right.
Found the property that they wanted. We went through all of the different options with them, low down payments, getting a gift from mom, increasing the gift from mom. What would the interest rate change? And you know, they've been very, very instrumental in their process as well. I mean, they've, you know, they're dotting every I and crossing every T, and they're very inquisitive and they ask a lot of questions. And,
right.
You know, for that, we really do, you know, thank you, because it's you just like when you go to a doctor, you need to be your own advocate. And as much as Marla and I and my team work really, really hard to be your advocate for you, we also do this every single day. So we might throw out terms and acronyms that you don't understand, and we don't even realize that we're talking in that language to you.
Right.
Or we might assume that you know something just because it's just second nature to us, and you have no idea. So, you know, please, if you work with us, or even if you're not working with us, you're working with another lender out there, you know, if you have questions, inquire, be inquisitive. You know, question what you're seeing. If it doesn't make sense, it probably doesn't make sense. So, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Wanger, thank you so much. And, you know, congratulations to you guys. You'll be closing, you know, within the next week or two. And, you know, thank you. Thank you for, again, allowing us to help you.
Yes.
So we've got, I'm going to call him Mr. George, because there's no way we're saying his last name.
Yes.
But Mr. George, he was referred to us by one of our fantastic real estate agents, that if you actually download the phone app and you look at the list of preferred realtors that we have, she's one of them. But, you know, he's been a great client. We had a couple of very difficult things come through where appraisal came in low on his purchase. And, you know, we had to completely restructure the file and get very creative and figure out how we were going to make the transaction work and still try to maintain the same down payment that he was anticipating. Instead of having to come up with the extra cash out of pocket from, you know, from the low appraisal. And we were able to do that. And, you know, his agent, Vera, has just been amazing. And she's worked through that. She was able to go back to the seller. She got him a $45,000 decrease in the total overall sales price,
which is
pretty amazing
in today's
day and age.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, you know, Vera, thank you for that as well. And, you know, George, thank you for, you know, being understanding the scenario and that we did have to restructure and make that happen, but we did it and we put it together, and he'll be closing before the end of the year as well.
Yep.
So we do have others. We don't have enough time in the show. I feel really bad if we didn't mention your name and you're working with us, which there could be a good amount of you. We are so sorry for that, but we will definitely make sure that we say thank you when we get back on air in January. Everybody out there listening, remember that you can text us all week long and you can ask us questions and we'll be answering those questions for you. If you're listening to a podcast and this isn't live for you, you can still text us those questions and we're going to answer them for you. So text the word mom to 31996. Go to our website, Mortgage Mom Radio, subscribe to our podcast, send us messages, email us, apply online, get our phone app. We'll see you guys all after the holiday, and
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry
and
Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Yes, and Happy New Year, and we'll be back. Thank you so much.
This has been the Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Tune in each week as Debbie answers your toughest home buying questions and helps you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Tune in again next week. The Mortgage Mom Radio Show with Debbie Marcoux. from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on Go Country 105.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity. NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act 413-1054. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux and Marla Geezer are licensed by the DBO in the state of California. NMLS IDs 237-926 and 669-357.